Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
On this episode of Get Judged by Byron Brown. So how many women have accused you of sexual harassment?
They're stretching the truth. We were very friendly. Just friendly. I didn't ask him out on a date.
Yeah, but you asked her out.
To your house.
That was the comment that got me fired.
Do you think that if she's uncomfortable in that room with you, that she's going to raise her hand and let you know? No, she isn't. I'm Byron Brown, the anti-lawyer lawyer. I'm a husband and a father. I fight for the little guy. And I'm a no-nonsense lawyer with a reputation for never losing in court. I'll judge your situation, and I'll tell you straight out if you got a case. It may not be the answer you want, but it will be the judgment you need. Time to get judged by me, Big B. Hey, this is Get Judged by Byron Brown. I'm Byron Brown, and with me, as always, is Donia the Duchess, taking your calls. We've got another great show lined up for you, so let's get into it.
This really is a good one. I am so pumped to hear what you have to say. It's also a sensitive topic, so I'm curious to hear if you think our next caller is, if he has a case or if he's a little bit creepy. So, David, you are on with Byron Brown, our anti-lawyer lawyer. What's your question?
Hi, how are you? My question is, do you have any legal action you can take for falsely being fired for sexual harassment?
Why do you think you were falsely fired, David?
I didn't sexually harass anybody.
Okay, so why do you think you were accused of sexual harassment?
Say that one more time.
Yeah, why do you think you were fired for sexual harassment? So why do you think, if you have any idea, maybe you don't. Do you have any idea why they fired you? What were they basing the allegation of sexual harassment on?
Well, the whole thing is, I know why. They told me why, but it
then
wasn't.
Then why don't you tell me?
They're stretching the truth, basically. So basically, the whole story is I used to work front desk at a very large resort, very big resort, lots of employees there. We always had a good time. And I enjoyed my job. I was always the happy guy at the front desk. And after work,
David,
I always go out to
the bars. David,
everything
that you're hearing me, just so you know, everything that you're saying right now makes me think that what you're about to tell me is going to make me think that you sexually harassed somebody. So please get to the point where you think you were accused of sexual harassment.
So I would invite people out to the bar.
How would you invite them all out to the bar?
Hey, do you want to go out to the bar tonight?
And these are your coworkers?
Yeah, coworkers.
Right, and how would you ask them? Like, was it over a group chat, individually?
No. It was at work, just face to face. Like as we're leaving work. Hey, do you guys want to go to the bar? I'm going to the bar.
Okay. So how many women have accused you of sexual harassment?
One.
Okay. And do you recall any particular interaction you had with this one female that may have led her to believe that she was being sexually harassed?
No, we actually dated later.
Okay, well, I'm not saying later. Like, I'm assuming. And
no,
I know
there,
you,
there,
no,
there was
hold
nothing.
On, hold on,
there, that's
hold
the
on,
whole
hold
thing.
On, hold on, hold on. I get it that you disagree, but it sounds like to me like you're saying they had zero reason to fire you for sexual harassment. If that's true, I think you would have lowered up a long time ago. So are you telling me that there's zero interaction, that you had one-on-one with a female at work that would have maybe caused her to be uncomfortable?
Never. I never had that kind of conversation.
Hang on. So you said, we're just trying to get the full story here. So you said that you would invite your coworkers out to the bar. Did you invite them other places, like your house?
So this is, I was told I would give the whole story here, but like the whole story here is, that never happened. I'm too nervous to ask someone out one time to ask them out multiple times. Like, if we're going out to the bar, that's one thing. Hey, you want to go to the bar? That's what I would do, just to go out to the bar after work. Now, they told me at work, I could not date anybody at work after that. That was the first instance. I couldn't date anybody at work. I thought that was a little bogus that they could tell me who I could and couldn't date. Can a job tell you you can't date? Can you?
Yes, yes, 100% they can tell you that, David.
Okay, but that's okay. That's fine. That's totally okay. If they can say you can't date, I'm fine with that. But I never dated anybody or asked anybody out after that.
You're telling me so you dated that gal, and then you were told after you dated her that you couldn't date anyone else. Is that right or wrong?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And then after you dated that particular female is when you got terminated.
Well, about a year later goes by. A year goes by.
So, and then it's did after someone COVID. Tell you that you were fired for sexual harassment, or is that your assumption?
Well, it was. This is what it is. Is the next part I'm coming to? Is I was.
Let's go, David.
Sorry, say that again.
Let's go. Get to the point, please.
Okay, so I was at, I was working, and every day there's someone, you know, who comes by and cleans my office, and that person would always come into my office, clean my office, and stay and talk, and we'd always talk. We were very friendly, just friendly. So she's turning 21, it's COVID, and she's excited about it. I say, hey, you want to go out, go to the bar, do something for your birthday? Then we're realizing it's COVID. And I'm like, listen, if you want, I feel bad. If you want to have a drink or do anything, you could use my place. That was the comment that got me fired.
And this was a conversation you had with this female one-on-one. It was just you and her?
Yes.
And you don't think that made her uncomfortable at all?
Well, see, I can see where it could make someone uncomfortable. If I was asking them out or didn't feel bad that we couldn't go to a bar and I just invited them to a bar.
But that's what you did.
I didn't ask them out on a date.
Yeah, but you asked her out.
To your house.
Just, but that's, and it was just you and her in the room. Like, do you think that if she's uncomfortable in that room with you that she's going to raise her hand and let you know? No, she isn't. She's uncomfortable. She may have been scared. She may have relayed that to her employer.
And despite your intention, like it still felt uncomfortable to her. So that's where I think Byron and I are trying to get you to understand. Like, rather than not make excuses or tell your side of the story, we want you to put yourself in her shoes on how uncomfortable she might have felt being in the room alone with you where you asked her to your house.
I tried to, but that person, we were very comfortable with each other to the point where we would make plans to hang out and do stuff together. So this wouldn't be a outlandish kind of like request at all. Like to say, hey, you want to do something together with your friends? Like it wasn't like I was asking them to be alone together. It was like, if you want to make this a place where it's okay, that's fine. I wasn't interested in her. I wasn't asking her out.
Yeah, but I think just like Donia said, David, it's not about your intention. It's about how she listened to what you said. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like it might have made her uncomfortable. But this is the thing. Listen, to create a hostile work environment or to be guilty of sexual harassment, I mean, yeah, to some level it's subjective. But it's based upon the person that's being allegedly harassed. Now, if she felt a certain way, like she didn't feel safe, or maybe she felt like you were coming on too strong. And I'm not accusing you of anything. Again, I want you to hear this right. It's about how she felt in that moment. And if she relayed that to the employer very well could have let you go for sexual harassment. But whenever I talk to someone and there's holes in their story, I asked you very poignantly at the beginning whether you ever had a single interaction with a female one-on-one and you said no. And then later on in the conversation, you come back and you say, oh, hey, there was this one time and I asked her. And again, I think you're missing the point. I get it. I don't want to argue with you about this, but most states are an at-will state, meaning they can fire you for any reason or no reason. You just can't get fired or terminated if the reasoning relates to a protected class such as race, religion, or ethnicity, and none of those seem to come into play in this instance. So your employer did what they're allowed to do under the law is terminate your employment. And it sounds like from your perspective, you did nothing wrong. And that's fine. You can do whatever you want from your perspective. The truth of it is, any one of your actions has repercussions. And in this circumstance, your employer didn't agree with your actions. And or maybe your employer just didn't want you working there because maybe your work wasn't up to snuff. Maybe you weren't showing up on time. There's a myriad of reasons that can sound very reasonable for an employer to let you go. And that's why I don't think you've got a case against them at all. And again, this might be hard to hear, but even from what you've told me about your interactions with those females, I might be worried if I was you that I might get sued for sexual harassment. And again, yeah. I get it. You're going to disagree with that. But again, it doesn't matter your perspective, David. I would strongly encourage you to start thinking about things from another person's perspective, how they might react, how they might feel. Maybe start dating people that you don't work with. You sound like a nice guy. Hopefully you can find someone out on the streets to date. You don't have to just date someone at your work. I appreciate your call, but that's my decision, bud.
Cool. Take care.
Thanks.
Good luck.
And this is my closing statement. Get off my show.
I mean, listen,
he wanted to argue and he kept going around and bringing up different
things. Here's the thing. I feel like when people, I'm trying to choose my words very wisely. But I feel like when people kind of beat around the bush, when they're telling a story, they're not telling the full story. And the other part of that is like, when things like this happen to you in life, let it be a learning lesson. Learn from this moment. Be able to sit back, be quiet, and hear what people are trying to tell you. Like, listen to what these women said. It's how they felt, how you made them feel. So at that point, just sit back, recognize where your flaw was, even if that wasn't your intention, and just apologize.
You know what? When I hear about things like this, I tend to think David doesn't have a lot of friends. And the reason why I say that is because a friend should tell you when you're out of pocket.
I agree.
Right? A friend should say, hey, David, you're acting like a goof. Hey, David, that female probably doesn't feel comfortable. But if you don't have any close friends that are willing to tell you, hey, you got that booger hanging from your nose, you probably don't have friends that are telling you, hey, man, you're acting out of pocket.
I agree.
And I think David's that guy.
Yeah.
He sounded kind of like Captain Creep to me, unfortunately.
I agree. I totally agree. And thanks for being the friend that tells me if I have a booger.